Ruth Anderson Kelberg has lived her entire life on Burnt Ridge near Troy. She reads a written statement on this tape about early life on the ridge and early religious services. In addition, she recalls the early morning Christmas service, Luther League, Peter Carlson, party games, hoeing beans, and shopping in Moscow. Should be going.
Pioneer men and women arrived and settled in this area in 1883 and 84. Among them was Carl Anderson, who arrived from Ashtabula, Ohio in 1884 after working at that place for 3 years after he arrived from Sweden. Carl took up a homestead on what is now Burnt Ridge. He and two other bachelors shared the same cabin. Land had to be cleared, as everywhere you looked there was brush. Great were the privations of these early settlers. Their earnings were very meager, working at sawmills which were located some distance away. One year the sawmill company went broke, and the men did not receive one penny for their hard labor all through that year. As their only conveyance was their own 2 feet, they were only able to come home on weekends. Part of these weekends were spent in carrying water from the stream, clear down at the railroad track. One of these pioneers, Andrew Westberg, who brought his wife with him from Sweden, saw a bear one day. He did not dare tell his wife about this, for fear she could become frightened, being left alone all week. When he arrived home that weekend, he found his wife's headscarf as he was crossing the little stream close by. He then feared the worst had happened. His fears were ungrounded, however, as he found his wife well and happy. The nearest place where these pioneers could get their supplies was at Moscow. They had to walk all this distance until they had earned enough to buy a team of horses and a lumber wagon. It was not easy carrying a sack of flour on their back and any other groceries which were needed. One time Anderson was trudging along the road, tired and hungry, when he noticed a biscuit on top of the snow along the roadside. He picked it up, ate it, and felt good from it. He concluded a higher power had seen that it was placed there just for a hungry man. Another family arrived in 1906. This party was instrumental in getting the telephone into the homes of these settlers. One person he could not persuade to get a telephone was his brother-in-law. One day a horse fell into the well at the brother-in-law's place. Kelberg asked him if he didn't wish he would have a telephone so he could call for help. Well, a telephone was soon installed. Anderson's mother arrived from Sweden at the age of 70, about the year of 1888. Not being able to cope with the language, she was taken clear over to the state of Utah, where her trunk was stolen with the few belongings she had. She was very tired when she arrived at the cabin, having to ride from Moscow in the lumber wagon. Anderson's sister, Sophie Anderson, arrived from Ohio in 1894 to keep house for her brother. A few years later, the town of Almer, later called Troy, came into being. No gravel. Imagine the horses plodding knee-deep in this mire of mud through Main Street. What a buggy ride through town. These early immigrants walked clear to the Lenville country to worship at the Cordelia Chapel. Their future hope lay in organizing a church where they could worship God. Pastor Peter Carlson came to bring God's word to these pioneer settlers. As he started out from Moscow on foot, Anderson would meet him with his horses and lumber wagon. Pastor Carlson ate many a meal at the home of these bachelors. Pastor Carlson conducted worship services in the various homes, and in December 1886, a group of these pioneers met and organized the Lutheran Church with 17 charter members.
I want to have you tell me the names of the other two men who came out with your father. Weren't they both Johnsons?
Olaf Johnson and August Johnson.
It was August and
they were not related.
Now, did they know each other before?
They knew each other from Sweden.
Did your father ever talk about his life in Ashtabula, Ohio?
My uncle.
Your uncle, right.
Well, some. He worked very hard there at the docks, hauling coal in wheelbarrows.
Did your uncle ever talk about that wet harvest in 93 or any particular bad times that they had here?
I don't remember
years?
Too much about it, but he did mention the hard times they had at that time. They were very hard.
Had things changed a lot by the time you were born and remember?
Oh, I think so. It was quite a depression during those years. I don't know just how long they lasted. I was only 4 when my grandmother passed away, but I remember a few things about her.
Well, what do you remember?
Well, I remember when we moved into this house. We lived in a sort of a shack before, down in the orchard. And my brother and my aunt and uncle were carrying the stove, moving the stove in. And I and grandmother came behind them, she with her cane, and I was carrying the coffee pot. Then when we came into the house, my uncle said, "Now we must have some coffee."
So that was what you did. There was something else I remembered, which was the cross that your mother made when Peter Carlson passed away.
My aunt.
Your aunt.
Sophie Anderson. She made a cross out of tin cans and soldered it so it held water, and then she filled it with pansies. It was really beautiful, but it was quite heavy. She had sand in there too so that it'd stay in.
Were you young when he passed away?
Yes, I was quite young. I don't know just how old. I don't know. Probably 7, 8 years old, I don't know. I really don't know.
Did you have, when you were young, were there things that you did around the house? You know, chores that you had to do?
Oh yes, when I got old enough, I milked cows, took care of the chickens, helped my aunt clean the flower beds. She had raised a lot of pansies and other flowers.
When you were at home, you always spoke Swedish, didn't you?
We always spoke Swedish. My uncle could manage the American language pretty well, but my aunt was not very good at it. So we always spoke Swedish. When I started school, I didn't know much about the English language. I even spoke Swedish to the teacher when he asked me questions.
What did he think of that? What did he?
Oh, he didn't say anything.
Were there other children that didn't know English when you went to school?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Did it take you? Was it hard to learn?
No, I think it came quite easily.
Do you know anything about the tuberculosis that was on the ridge here? The children that died?
From no, there? Not much. No.
It didn't affect you at all?
My husband had two sisters that died from it.
What kind of things when you were young did you do for, for fun?
Well, we had literary societies at the schoolhouse, and there were debates carried on about different things. And we had Young People's Society, Luther League, we called it, from the church, and we met in the various homes in the evenings during the summer. After the programs, we'd play games outside on the lawn, really have a lot of fun.
Was that religious at all?
The programs were.
Did you take part in those programs?
Yes.
What did you ever do there?
I don't remember much about that. I think we mainly spoke. I don't remember much about the programs.
Do you remember any of the games that you played afterwards?
Oh, we played a lot of Swedish games and sang to them. Party games, we called them.
Do you remember any of them?
Only in Swedish.
Could you sing them to me in Swedish? And then tell me afterwards what they,
Well,
what they
I know one in English. We're sailing east, we're sailing west, we're sailing over the ocean. You sailor boy, if you want a good wife, you better be quick in your motion.
There were movements that went with that, weren't there?
Yes.
Do you remember any of the Swedish ones?
Oh, I don't know, not too good.
No?
It's been quite a while.
When did they stop doing those party games?
Oh, that was when we grew up. In our later teens, I guess.
Did the church have other activities that you went to or anything?
Well, I don't remember too much. We had church services in the morning, in the Sundays.
Were those in Swedish when you were young?
Yes. There wasn't near as much activities in the church then as it is now.
Did most of the people on the ridge belong to the church?
Yes, most of them did.
Did they all go into town together?
Well, each in their own rigs.
Did you go to families for dinner afterwards?
Yes, we did that a whole lot more then than we do now.
Yeah.
It seems that the cars have taken over now and you go farther, longer distance, Then we stayed close by more so.
Do you remember much about school in the, in the days when you went there?
Well, we went to school in a one-room schoolhouse, all 8 grades, one teacher. And at one time we were 44 pupils. Quite a bunch for one teacher to take care of.
Sure is. Would she have trouble? Would the teacher have trouble?
Sometimes. Some of the boys did sometimes.
Did you, Did you go through the eighth grade?
I finished the eighth grade up here, yeah.
What did you do after that?
Well, that's all the schooling I had because we didn't have any conveyance to go to Troy to high school at that time.
I meant more what you, you know, after you left school, what you did, whether you...
Well, then I worked on the farm, helped along. We raised beans a lot at that time, and there was a lot of bean hoeing around for different neighbors.
You'd hoe for other neighbors?
Yes. All day long. Didn't mind the sun as much then as now.
That's hard work.
Well,
what
it
do you
is.
Do? When you
and then, well, they were planted in rows, so we had to hoe out the weeds. And then in the fall, when they were ripened, we bunched them. When they were dry, they'd come along and pick them up and put them in stacks. After a while, thrash them.
What else did you grow around here? What else did your uncle grow?
Wheat and oats and barley.
He had an orchard too, right?
Yes. He had a lot of fruit trees. Apples and mainly prunes. We had a large prune orchard.
Do you remember, do you remember much about that? Did you pick prunes?
Well, I was really too little to pick much at that time. The main thing was for Grandma to keep me in the house so I wouldn't go down there and bother them when they were picking prunes.
When did they stop that orchard? When did they stop? Did they chop it down?
They pulled out the trees after a while. I don't know just when.
Were there any other people on Burnt Ridge when your uncle came here? Or were those three men pretty much the first settlers out here?
Well, I think the Westberg family came. Him and his wife came earlier. And there were probably a few others that didn't come from Sweden. Maybe two or three families.
Do you know what made your uncle leave Sweden?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I think they had a hard time of it in Sweden, and everybody went to America. And I guess it was just sort of a fever that everybody went here. Thought this would be a better country, I guess.
How long was he in Ashtabula?
3 years. From 1881 to 1884.
Did you go to Moscow much when you were young?
Once a year we went there to do a lot of shopping, usually in the fall of the year, on a team of horses in Surrey. We didn't make those trips very often because that would take quite a while, you know. And my uncle brought hay along for the horses to eat in the feed stable. Then we'd do our shopping at the Williamson store. And he was real tickled that we came, you know. That was a far distance to come. And he ran a cafeteria there, so he'd always give us a good free dinner. So that was quite a treat.
Yeah. Once a year. Gosh. Did you ever, you could get your whole, what you needed for the whole year? Just one?
Well, maybe. This was mainly clothing.
Did you get into Troy much?
Well, we went in Troy every week, of course.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't go into shop or anything much?
Get groceries and things. Mm-hmm.
Did you know your husband for a long time before you got married?
Oh yes, we grew up together here on the same ridge. Went to school together.
Were you very old when you were married?
I was 26.
Did your husband, did he stay at home before he married you? Did he?
Yes, he was at home working on his father's farm. They were a large family, so there was a lot of work to do.
Were you close friends for a long time before you got married?
Yes.
Did you work out at all?
No, no, I didn't. I had plenty of work to do right here.
I know you've told me a lot more than you're telling me now. You're giving me short answers. But I don't have any more questions, but I know that there's more that you can say about your life when you were young. Are there any more things about, that your uncle told you that you remember?
No, I don't remember too much. I often wished I'd found out more from him, but I was young then, and I didn't think of those things. But I wish I had.
Was it many, many years that they got their water from the creek and that they hauled it up here?
Well, I suppose they dug a cistern as soon as they could. Mm-hmm. When they had the means of getting it hauled from town. I don't know just how long it was.
Let me check one more thing. Did they, when you were young, did they have the early Christmas service?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. And we enjoyed that so much. 5:30 on Christmas morning. And we'd ride to town in the sled and drawn by horses, sleigh bells. That was beautiful. Cold, we didn't mind that. It was a lot of fun. And in the early morning, my aunt would get up and have a candle lit in each window, upstairs and downstairs. And that was my job, to watch those candles run up and down the steps to see that everything was okay. And that was a lot of fun. When we went to church, we blew them out, of course. It was dark on our way to church, and when we came out, it was light, daylight.
How was that fun? was everyone really happy?
Yes. And it was traditional. And we missed it after it was gone.
Why did they do away with that?
Well, I think it was mainly because the people in town didn't want to get up that early in the morning. So now we have it at 11 o'clock. Christmas Eve, in the evening.
You probably, it was easier for you to get up at 5:30 than to stay up till 11 in those days.
Well, I didn't mind it one bit.
Did you get presents for Christmas too?
Yes, we did. We give our presents on Christmas Eve.
Well, that's... The only thing is, do you remember Peter Carlson at all? Did you know him? You know,
I don't think I remember him, only by pictures. No, I don't. That was really before my time.
Would he come out to Troy and give...
Yes, he did.
Was there another pastor? Who was the early pastors in Troy?
Well, they came from Moscow because the church there was organized earlier than Troy. So there was N.J.W. Nilsson, George Anderson, and Reverend Beckman. He was the first one, really.
Were they all, you know, good,
yes.
Good men?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And did they stay around here?
Or? No, they just came down. Mm-hmm. You could go on the train at that time. Probably had, I don't know when the cars came in, really. Not for the early ones, no. Then when our church was organized in church and we had a regular pastor, later on, that is.
When was that about? 1886. That's when they organized it?
Uh-huh.
Oh. What were you going to say? I interrupted.
Later on, the pastors would come out to the schoolhouses in the country on Sunday afternoons and preach.
Was that for the school children? Or
no.
Just for those people?
It was a little harder to get into town then when we had to ride on horses, I guess.